Today's prayer focus will be on widows, orphans or foster kids, the homeless. In Psalm 68, it says, "He is a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. This is God, whose dwelling is holy." When we think of widows or widowers, in San Bernardino, Oregon, America, they represent almost 7% of the American population age 18 and older. Widowhood is highly average or age-linked, of course, virtually one-third, actually 32% of the population age 65 and older consist of widowed persons. In James 1:27, it says, "Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God, the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you." So we're going to be praying for widows and widowers today. We're also going to be praying for orphans and foster kids. In 2019, there were an estimate of 4,500 children in foster care in the San Bernardino County. It had 8.5 substantiated child abuse and neglect allegations per 1,000 children. That's 8 out of 1,000 children in the middle among neighboring counties compared. The county's rate of foster care entries, 4.7 per 1,000 children, is higher than the statewide average of 3.2 per 1,000, and all counties compared. When looking at the relationship between allegations and foster care placement, 55% of substantiated allegations in the San Bernardino County resulted in foster care placement, a much higher proportion than the state and all counties compared. So we need to pray about child abuse and neglect, foster children and foster parents and their own parents. In Psalm 27:10, it says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." Homeless. In San Bernardino County, the homeless population grew for the third straight year, resulting in the county's annual homeless count show. When volunteers canvassed the county's homeless population, they found 3,125 people without shelter, almost a 20% increase over 2019, when only 2,607 people were identified. In Isaiah 58:7, it says, "To share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them, and do not hide from relatives who need your help." We pray right now, join with me in praying for the widows. We ask God that you will touch their lives, that you would give them hope, that you would encourage them, and that you would support them, that they would not feel alone or lonely, that you would bring things for them to do to make them feel like they still have value and purpose, that you would help supply their needs, that the church would be a part of that. We pray for the foster children in our areas, and we ask God that there would be homes that love you that would take in these foster children. We also pray that the child abuse numbers will deteriorate as revival happens and lives are transformed. We also pray for people in the churches to send money to orphanages, to help the homeless in their areas, to see somebody in need and help provide supplies for them. We also pray for a decrease in the numbers of homeless and a decrease in the child abuse cases. For our cities, we pray that they would continue to offer food banks. Many churches are doing that, and we pray that more and more will participate in that, and that the city also would offer some ways that people who are hungry and needy could get that, even widows and widowers who may find themselves without. We also pray that the city would offer widow and widowers senior opportunities for those that are over 65, maybe help in getting groceries or getting things done, or people in the church would help them do their cars and do the basics in cars that maybe they don't even know how to do. We also prayed the cities would create jobs for the homeless and temporary housing for the homeless and offer more safe places for foster children to reside until they can be put in a home that's more permanent. For the county, we pray for child protective services, that they would be compassionate and fair with parents and children that are in foster care. We pray that they would be fair to the widows and widowers and that they would give out the right amount of money that they need fairly in what they are expected to get, and that others would help them out. We also pray, God, for the homeless, that the county would take a true look at it and that they would find ways for them to be able to be a healthy part of it, recovery, whatever it takes, mental health, whatever it takes. I share this today because I was a foster mother. I had, it was a safe home for runaways. We had quite a few children in our home, so we had protective services and a variety of centers working with us. I was also a foster mother in the process of adopting two children until my first husband contracted cancer and we had to give the children back. And then he passed away, so I was also a widow. So I know firsthand what it's like to be in the foster system and work with that. I also know what it's like to be a foster parent and all that goes with that. I also know what it's like to be a safe home for runaways. And I also know what it's like to be a widow. So in closing, Isaiah 1:17 says this, "Learn to do good, seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the cause of orphans, and fight for the rights of widows." Remember, this is important to the Lord, and He speaks of it often. He cares for the orphans, the widows, and the homeless, and so should we. Be sure to subscribe and get the updated prayer podcasts. Please share this with others so that others can pray, and that together as we continue to build our prayers together, that we will see God move mightily in our county, in our cities, in our churches. In Jesus' name, amen.